We're live.
We are live.
What's up, Tucker?
What's up, Beard? How's it going?
It's another beautiful day. And
I thought you were going to finish that. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Well, this neighborhood's pretty good.
I can't complain.
Where we're recording from our secret headquarters at Prescott E-News. But, however, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is the most.
And that is Christmas time. And who would we be if we didn't talk about our favorite Christmas movies?
Of course we need to talk about our
favorite Christmas movies. So we made some independent lists. As per usual, mine are in no particular order.
Yeah, and I do not see them in front of you, but
it's a steel trap, this brain of mine. Or so I tell people.
I know, and I was like, I'm just going to go to my list. I don't know.
And I'm going to have no list.
And I got some.
I'm freestyling it. But yeah, so we're going to talk about our favorite Christmas movies. We are live on our page as well. So if you're joining us there, feel free to chime in, like we said.
Please.
But let's jump right in. What do you say?
All right, let's jump right in. Do you remember your first one? I want to make sure that you
I do
have the opportunity very to distinctly. Throw it out before you. So are we going five to...
Mine are in no particular order, so okay. Mine don't really matter.
All right.
And yeah, Russ, chime in.
Let's,
and thank you to you know, Russ.
He's the watching fan with of the us week.
Right now. He is the fan of the week.
What's up, man?
Russ, you know what? For your fan of the week victory...
We've discussed this. We have discussed this. This is
we're gonna get you a free Tucker and the Beard sticker, just for you.
Just for you.
So send us a message. We'll link up sometime soon, and we'll get that over to you.
Yeah, I'll meet up with you.
We really do appreciate you being a fan of the show and all of your support. So let's get started, shall we?
Without further ado,
no one likes ados anyway. Who likes ados?
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right.
Kick it off, Tucker.
Kick it off. All right. Mine, I did put in somewhat of an order. Really, my only number one is my number one. Other than that, it can kind of be...
It can go either way.
It can be moved around a little bit.
Fair enough.
And I know this is one of my wife's favorite. So it is in my top five. But in this list.
Okay.
Is where I'm putting it. Elf.
The Will Ferrell neoclassic Christmas movie.
Yes.
It brought us marshmallow and chocolate sauce spaghetti.
So many good quotes.
Great
from
one-liners
that movie.
All the way through it.
Yeah. I think even, I know, you know, my whole family does, but especially my kids would be like, the world's best cup of coffee. Congratulations. They quote that on a regular basis as well.
That's awesome. You know, and that's a good one. It's not on my list.
It is not on your list. Get out. No.
I won't.
No. But I was like, and I should say that I should have started with my honorable mention.
Okay.
Go ahead. We'll get to the honorable
mention. We'll do honorable
later.
Mentions in a little bit. I'm gonna jump right into one of my favorite Christmas movies because apparently I am classier than you.
You're classier.
All right. No, so one of my favorite Christmas movies of all time is the 1938 version of A Christmas Carol.
Wow. Okay. Where I thought you were going to go.
It's one that we watched in my home growing up every year.
Okay.
And it definitely holds a very special place in my heart. Have there been better, more engaging iterations of Charles Dickens' classic tale?
There's been multiple variations of it, including the Scrooged. Muppet.
Scrooged
is one I've honestly not... Well, I've seen it. I've seen it multiple times. I do like it. I just haven't seen it in a while. It's not one of those ones that...
Murray.
Yeah. You're correct. Good job.
That's all I need to say about it. Or that's all I should need to say about it.
Yes.
Bill Murray was fantastic.
Mouse antlers.
Mouse antlers.
That's all you need to say.
But this one, it's because it's tradition.
It was
tradition in our home. And so that one, that is in my top five.
Okay.
It's probably the only film from the early 1900s that is in my top five of anything. But it makes my top five Christmas movies of all time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not going that old on
any... You're not going any, with those deep cuts?
Yeah.
No?
Mine are within my lifetime.
Classy.
I can't...
Questionable.
No, but Christmas Carol is always good. I mean,
I love there's the multiple story variations. In general, but for me, again, because of the tradition that goes along with it,
I think I grew up more with the Mickey Mouse one. Remember the Mickey Mouse one?
Oh, yeah.
Like the Mickey's Christmas Carol? That was like a good variation of it. Or Muppet.
The Muppet Christmas Carol is great.
We're getting there, Russ.
I'm turning my water bottle label out for you, Russ, because that's what's awaiting you. So, all right, go next.
All right, so next one, I want to make sure if my list comes up. All right, now this is one of two on my list that I can't, it's a series.
Okay.
Of movies. It's not just one movie.
All right.
So I can't really pick one out of this, but I'm going to say the Santa Claus series with Tim Allen.
Tim Allen?
Because there's Trace.
There are three. We much like the Godfather trilogy, we don't talk about the third one.
Really? You're not a big fan of the third one? I think we need to break into this.
I think we need a fist fight.
Well, I think in my we're going Thunderdome.
I'm gonna fight you right
we're
now.
Going Thunderdome about Santa Claus.
You got Jack Johnson and the other here right here.
So all right. So I think my order would go 1-3-2.
Oh, 1-2, skip it.
1-2, skip it.
Yeah, don't need number three.
The third one would not be what it was without Martin Short.
Yeah. Eh.
I get you. The first one's just classic, though.
Well, and we can dig into this a little bit more because it's also the next one on my list.
Is it really?
The Santa Claus is...
Let's discuss.
Let's get a little deeper. What? Tell me where did the third Santa Claus movie hurt you? Show me on this doll. The first one, it was just it became an instant classic, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
There was a lot of fun wordplay involved, especially at the beginning of the movie.
With him becoming.
Yeah. You know, and to me, I'm a big fan of Tim Allen in general. Yeah. So
well, I think one of the cool
going for it.
Cool behind the scenes thing is like that he's not so much of a kid person.
No.
So like you watch the behind the scenes stuff and it was like he wasn't the nicest to those kids.
Listen, Tim Allen used to have a coke habit. Like he's not always been the family friendly comedian that we know him as today.
Yeah. Where he goes to infinity and beyond.
No. He went in a different direction.
He was going the other way with it.
Yeah. The Santa Claus is easily one of my favorite Christmas movies and mm-hmm. probably one of the best Christmas movies of all time.
Okay.
There. I said it.
I mean,
listen, most Christmas movies are just family-friendly drivel anyway. Right. So when you remove that, that qualifier from it.
Right. Well, I think one of the good things is there's enough, I'm going to say adult humor in it.
Yeah, let yourself get lost in the magic a little bit. It's Christmas time. Come on.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's how
No, I, and I think it was just, that's how I said it was really, really well done. And I remember even being a kid and hearing some like, Tim Allen is going to play Santa Claus. Oh, this right? is going to be a disaster.
I'm like, ooh.
I think one of the first times as a kid of me being a critic, I'm like, that was a horrible casting choice.
Right.
Way to go.
Who let Tim Allen be Santa Claus?
And then, like Katy Perry, I was wrong.
Okay.
Oh, I thought she was going to be a one-hit wonder, man. One-hit wonder. I was wrong.
You were wrong.
I can admit it right here and now.
I wouldn't say that she is a national treasure like the Santa Claus is.
At no point did that come out of my mouth.
I'm just surprised they made it into the same sentence even. But I know. Okay. I know. Hey, who am I to judge you?
Don't act like it'd be the first time.
I won't pretend that I don't judge you on a daily basis.
Yeah.
That's the basis of our friendship.
Really. Yeah, exactly. Pretty much.
Snide remarks and judgment.
That always happens.
All right. So what's next on your list, man?
All right. Because that was on your list.
Well, it was on my list too. So we don't need to talk about it a second.
Yeah. No, all three were good. And I mean, for what they are, but number one is the best.
Yeah. Number two was pretty good. And number three doesn't deserve to be a movie.
Listen, Martin Short in that movie is a
atrocious.
Gift. Atrocious. Stop it. Stop it. It's a Christmas movie, sir. Christmas movie.
We are agreeing to disagree, good sir.
Like, in no time is this going, like, to the Oscars for best Christmas movie of the year. But
that movie should have gone straight to Netflix. And Netflix didn't exist when that movie came out.
They're like, it's going to Netflix. What's Netflix?
Exactly. The trash can. Yeah, it's the round file.
Yeah.
As we like to call it.
So I will go with my number three, which is always a big fan of the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
It came in probably around number six for me. But number six. Chevy Chase. Yeah. It's not on my top five, but that's not because it's a piece of garbage like the Santa Claus 3. It's just because, again, traditions and just your childhood,
right?
It's just different.
Well, and it's one of those just movies that's just fun to sit back and watch. And there's so many different quotes to it. And
oh, yeah.
Now my kids are able to kind of watch it within reason.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's okay. It's not entirely
it's okay.
No, it's not entirely inappropriate. When your kids get a little older.
Yeah, and I think that movies then were different, like, cuz I don't know the rating on it. I don't think it's R or anything. But what was inappropriate then is not really so inappropriate now.
No. Things have changed.
Yeah, the world has changed around us, and my kids probably scoff at the things that, you know,
we thought were when we risque. Oh my goodness!
Right, it's like, I don't know if this is appropriate or not. Well, this is a joke to them.
Yes.
So
yes, it is.
Yes,
I'm just checking, making sure we don't have any.
I said Santa Claus 3, and you checked out.
Well, I mean, I lost a little respect for you, but other than that, you know.
The series in whole, I couldn't.
I understand where you're coming from.
Yes.
But you can't tell me that the third movie added any value. If that never existed.
Oh, I wouldn't lose any sleep.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't be losing
it. It wouldn't have felt bad.
Right. No, it's not like I couldn't.
Begging for another Santa Claus movie. We went back to that.
Right. I can't.
My goodness.
I couldn't. It's not like I couldn't continue with my day.
Well.
If they, like, all of a sudden that didn't exist. Like a snow globe. That was a Santa Claus 3 reference for everyone that didn't.
It was a bad one.
No, that was perfectly timed.
We just lost a viewer because of you.
Oh my god.
So
it was probably my wife.
Probably.
By the way. Hi, Shayla.
So next. Oops, that's not the right app.
You're off in your
Me,
okay.
The next one. Home Alone.
I need you to go ahead and check my list.
Is it on your list?
What is my number
one and two? Yes. And I will again.
That is my other one.
Because three was a piece of flaming garbage.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah. It's like the third Godfather movie.
There's probably 23
and the third Santa Claus.
There's probably 23 Home Alone movies that I only will identify one and two.
I kid you. Speaking of movies that there are far too many of, we're going to go down a little rabbit hole and we'll talk Home Alone. I recently saw advertised the entire 19 film Land Before Time collection.
Oh, ouch.
How do they
it's
keep
only
making
the first
movies?
One. It's only the first one, man.
It's the only one that matters.
Yeah.
But Home Alone.
Yes.
Possibly the greatest on my list. Mine are in no particular order.
Right. It is not my number one. It is my number two.
But it's up there for me. It might not be the number one. In fact, there is one that personally does rank higher. So I will call it the number two film franchise in the series, and they're both amazing.
No, they're both spot on, and I think I was talking with my family the other day of, you know, which one do you like more, one or two? And it's like, that's a hard question to answer.
It really is.
Answer.
It's like, which one's your favorite kid?
Well, have you asked my parents, or are we asking?
No, I'm asking you. Which one of your children, Tucker, are your favorite?
Oh, there is no favorite, sir. No favorite. I love them all equally.
He's lying.
No.
And for the right price, Tucker children, I'll tell you which one's his favorite.
It's $1.25. That's how much.
No, but I mean, there. First of all, child on adult violence in that aspect is hilarious.
Yes.
Like the level of physical comedy in the movie was just so great.
Oh, it was spot on.
So much fun.
It was just violent enough.
Yeah. And it was so comical that even as a child, when that movie came out, I was still a little fella.
Right.
And, but even I knew it was like not realistic violence.
No, because like one of those things would have killed someone. Just.
And also, no cab burglar is going, again, even as I was like, dude, why don't they just go to the next house?
Yeah. They're spending a lot of time on this house.
Well, it's because we still don't know what Mr. McAllister does for a living.
No, and I think that we discussed this not that long ago that
it was a pretty dope house, though.
Yeah. And he could afford trips.
A Paris vacation for nine.
Well, and then the second one was Florida.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, but Florida's way cheaper than Paris, bro.
And then, well, for Kevin in the second one to stay in the name of the hotel. The Plaza Hotel, because, contestant on the Ding Dong TV show.
But
do you remember the little talk boy? I wanted one of those.
So do you know that they produced that toy specifically because of demand that the film created?
Oh, I'm sure.
It wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
They mocked they had this to make thing it. Up, and then people went bonkers about it. Yeah. So Mattel actually made it.
Yeah. Which was a smart
But it movie. Wasn't a real thing before the movie came out. And it wasn't like they released it in conjunction with the film. It was like a reactionary release.
Right. Well, and I mean, which I think is a smart move on their part, because as a kid, I wanted that.
My wife, Yolanda, yes. she has an answer for what Mr. McAllister does for a living. He sharpens crayons and water paints for a living. In reference to the buyers that we see on House Hunters on HGTV.
That luckily we do not have to deal with.
No. I haven't one single buyer in the $1 million price range that
collects sharpens butterflies.
Colored pencils and collects butterflies for a living.
Yes.
Oh.
I've seen those as well, and it's like, oh, yeah, okay then. Yeah, sure. But yeah, I think we had jokingly said that I'm sure he's like a lawyer for the mob.
It's the only explanation.
To afford that house. And they live in Chicago.
Yeah. And like in a nice suburb, not the south side.
Right.
They're not like, southeast.
Nice. You know, and so, I mean, and their house being the nicest one on the block, what was it? And that's the golden tuna.
That's silver tuna.
Silver tuna.
Silver tuna.
Sorry. I got my metals.
Your precious metals.
My
mixed
precious
up.
Metals confused.
But. One of the things, so many great one-liners too, but one of my favorite is the rudest thing you can say to a child as an adult.
And we have had this conversation.
And it's one that I know for a fact makes my father like cringe inside. Mm-hmm. Like it actually, he's not an easily offended man, my dad.
Okay.
This one makes you try harder.
This
one hurts his heart. When he hears it, it really does. It gets under his skin. But when Kevin knocks over the soda in the kitchen and his uncle's just like, look what you did, you little jerk. Every time I die laughing and my dad's just like, because first of all, who talks to their nephew like that? Thing one. Thing two.
Uncle Frank does.
Apparently. I can tell you exactly what would happen if one of my children's aunt or uncle spoke to them like that.
Oh, that'd be...
They'd catch these hands. That's what would happen. Five across the eyes.
Yeah.
Aunt or uncle.
Yeah.
No questions about it.
You get some Jack and some Frost.
That's right. Jeez. You're not going to let that die, are you?
No.
All right. Hey, Angela and Steve, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
To both of you.
We appreciate you watching. That's my favorite
I think my favorite line, and we've had this, is the most random line of this, of that movie. And it's not the most popular.
No.
It's not. It's not the most popular line, but it's my favorite one to do. And it's at the very, very end of the movie when the family shows back up and they go, "Oh my gosh, we need to go shopping. We don't have any food." And he goes, "I went shopping.
I did the shopping."
And it's the way he says it, because he goes, "I got the milk, eggs, and fabric softener."
Yeah.
And so it's every time my wife's like, "Did you go shopping?" or something, I have to be like, "I got the milk, eggs, and fabric softener."
That, and of course, the most, probably, aside from the scream, the most iconic line in that movie is, "Keep the change.
You filthy animal."
Filthy animal. I mean, yeah. And again, little piece of trivia for people who don't know, that's a movie clip that they made for, they made that clip for this film.
Yeah.
It's not a pre-existing thing. They couldn't find
Angels. Yeah, it was Angels with Filthy Souls.
Yes.
And then in the sequel to be Angels with Filthier Souls.
Yes, that he gets into in part two. So yeah, that one's a killer for me. One of my favorites.
The only thing,
it's so good that I will watch it when it's not Christmas time.
Okay. That wouldn't be one that I wouldn't watch. There are certain ones that are strictly
sometimes a Christmas movie is just a Christmas movie, and if you watch it in June, you feel a little weird.
Yeah. Feel not so good about yourself.
It's like
you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, you're wasting your life. Like, I watching? Could be doing something productive, but instead I watched the Santa Claus 3 on a Wednesday in June.
Hey.
Of course, that's always a waste of time. But I digress. What's the next movie on your list, Tucker?
Oh, my gosh. So we're going straight to my number one.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, I'll do my honorable mention now.
Wait, that's not five movies.
It is, because we've had my number two is Home Alone 1 and 2.
Oh, okay.
Someone can't count. Well, someone needs a calculator for Christmas.
Shut your dirty mouth. And no, Steve, Step Brothers is not a Christmas movie.
No. Not so much.
The Catalina wine mixer does not occur in Christmas time.
Although my favorite part of that is the singing Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, yeah.
That was for Steve. Sorry. I will randomly put that on YouTube just so I can listen to it and annoy my wife. So I'm going to go to my honorable mention.
Okay.
Which is a random one. But this is my one of my two Christmas, non-Christmas movies.
Okay.
That it's not really a movie based around Christmas. It just takes place.
And that's fine.
Which I think, like Russ was going to say, that's going to be one of the ones that we will discuss.
Yeah.
But my other one is a little movie called Just Friends.
Okay.
Some of the best Ryan Reynolds. And I know.
And some lady. I'm
going to catch.
Sorry. Oh, that's that dark sense of humor coming out again. Too soon.
Too soon. Don't judge her for Varsity Blues, man.
I judge everybody for Varsity Blues.
Fair enough. He didn't watch your life.
Okay, so Just Friends is your honorable mention.
I will probably quote that movie on a daily basis.
Really? Apparently, I'm not familiar enough with it to catch the references.
You don't
make them in my presence. It's one of the two.
No, I probably do. You just...
I don't get them.
Aren't well acquainted with this movie enough to know good taste. I saw that movie
one time and I moved on.
No. Then you
with
don't,
my life.
Then you don't know good taste there. This is... Yeah, especially since I think I have quoted this in front of you because the mom's name is Carol.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. Yes. And we've had that discussion.
Yeah. I'll be like, Carol? And if just like my wife can attest, anytime we see something that says simply whatever, because the Chris Klein character's CD release is Simply Dusty.
Simply Dusty.
He's like, is there any other kind? That is my honorable mention, as I'm sure you were about to have the honorable mention.
Well, let me play catch up, because I've only talked about four of my movies. Because
we're matching up.
Well, yeah, because you doubled up Home Alone 1 and 2.
You keep on telling me it's my turn. You keep on telling me
it's my turn. You let it take up two spots. It's, we had this discussion. But anyway, I'm going to say, I need to. This is my all-time favorite Christmas movie. Again, because I'm not going in any particular order. And the next one on my list is a little different, but A Christmas Story.
I knew you were going there. That is my number one.
The best.
Yes.
Christmas movie of all time.
By far. It is. I cannot watch that movie any other time except for holiday season.
Yeah.
Not my family's favorite, so.
My wife has never seen it.
Is this not a deal breaker?
No, she's amazing.
Do you like how I set you up for that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's she's never seen it. I'm going to change that this holiday season. She's going to see it. She's seen parts of it.
You're like, I'm going to make her like this, man.
Tape her eyes open. But so here's the thing. She has seen most of it, but she's never watched it beginning to end. Because
I don't know if my wife has
24 hours straight on TBS.
Right, and you catch...
And so, yeah, she'll catch a little here, a little there, that kind of stuff.
Right. And I think that's the same with my wife as well, that I don't know if she's ever sat down and
just watched it end to end.
Right.
And I have.
Because...
Many times.
Yeah, many, many O times, because that is the Christmas movie that...
It's everything.
I'm like, it is Christmas time.
Yes.
Yeah, it is the epitome of Christmas movies.
Of everything that a Christmas movie should be.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Like, there's no bad little... Like, I'm...
There's no bad parts to that movie. Every part of that movie is quotable. Every part of that movie is just classic.
Yeah, and I think even, like, growing up, because of the look of the movie, you think that it was, like, filmed back in, like, the 50s?
Yeah, but it's not. It was, like, the Wonder Years, man. The Wonder Years...
That throws you for a loop, man.
Every time. Every time. I thought that movie was old when it was new.
Right. Like, well, it's kind of like Grease.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, man, they filmed this so long ago. They didn't.
They didn't.
They didn't.
But, I mean, from him getting his tongue stuck to the pole...
Yes.
To him actually shooting his eye out.
Yes. You can't say triple dog dare.
I did triple dog dare you the other day. And you did not deliver. I can't remember exactly what I triple dog dared you to do.
I can't either.
But I don't remember you doing the thing that I triple dog dared you. It's probably in your best interest not to.
Right. Well, there's multiple things to this. I was like, I probably didn't care enough to take it seriously.
True.
Secondly, I know better than to sit there and be like, because God only knows what that was. You're going to...
Oh, I remember now.
It's not one of those.
We're not going to discuss it right now.
That's what I figured.
For your sake.
That's what I figured.
We're going to leave that alone, triple dog dare. But no, just every part of that movie.
Yeah, there's no...
Is amazing.
Well,
it's the best Christmas movie that's ever been made.
Right.
There I said it.
Yes, 100% agree. And it's just what you want, that one thing that you want for Christmas, and you know, all the journey to kind of get there, and stupid friends, and
well, and just all the, I mean, the Dakota ring that ended up being a piece of garbage,
right.
You know, just everything, and the pink pajamas, and
the bunny
crap
PJs
that your mother made you do when you were a kid, and just everything about it was fantastic.
Down to the parade and the going to visit Santa at the mall. And
oh, yeah. You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Yeah.
You're just drunk Santa at the mall.
At the mall and not respecting this kid to, like, participate.
Yeah.
And just like kicking him down the slide.
Kicking him down the slide. The nasty elves.
Yeah. I saw a picture of the kid grown up, and he's like, still hasn't shot his eye out.
Right.
It's like... But the weird part of that movie was that he almost...
Yeah, I mean, he shot himself in the eye.
Luckily, got some spectacles.
So rocking that 2020.
Yeah.
So I jumped the gun a little bit because that is my favorite.
Yeah.
And the reason
that's my list.
That I jumped the gun a little bit is because my So if Home Alone is sitting at number two, my number three favorite Christmas movie of all time is also one of my favorite Halloween movies of all time.
Okay.
And that's The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
It does double duty. So you can start watching The Nightmare Before Christmas in early October, and you can keep watching it until the end of the year.
Yeah.
So it's got a lot of running power. I can watch... First of all, I could probably watch that anytime.
Yeah, I think I went through a long hiatus of not watching that movie as much. And the recent season, you know, I've started watching. Yeah. I was like, you know what? This is actually like a good little tremendous flick film. Because people are like hardcore about
that. There are people who and take it far too seriously.
Yeah, and it makes you... Like it makes... Well, at least for me, it makes me go the opposite way with it. And I'm like, oh. Right. Oh, my gosh. But, you know, my kids love that movie. You know, and so they've gotten into it. And so I've sat down and watched it this season. And it's been...
Yeah, it's...
You know, I'm
very
like,
easily one of my favorites.
I wouldn't say it's in my top five. But it might be in my... Top 10.
Fair enough. That's fair enough. Again, maybe. It's
maybe
because it does double duty. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a little bit different.
Right.
It's just, you know, it's Lynn. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you. Honorable mention. I think it's the same thing on both of our lists.
Yes. That is my other honorable mention. And go ahead and pull the trigger on that one.
And listen, if you don't think Die Hard's a Christmas movie,
it is.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
There's
one answer. You're wrong.
There are two types of people. People who understand that Die Hard is a classic Christmas film, mm-hmm. and people who are wrong.
Well, it's one of those things that it's you know, it's not Christmas until Hans Gruber
falls from Nakatomi Plaza.
Falls from Nakatomi Plaza.
It's true.
That's how you know. It's like the ball drop.
Exactly. You know, when is it New Year's? When the ball drops. When is it Christmas? When Hans Gruber falls from Nakatomi Plaza.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Just like that.
Just like that. It's perfect sound effects.
That was perfect sound effects. Yeah, that's great. And that's on my...
Yeah, that's my honorable mention.
Honorable mention. And a lot of people say that it's not a Christmas movie, but it is.
And they're wrong.
It is very... The plot is around a Christmas party.
Yeah. It happens at a Christmas party.
Well, because
with a guy who's just trying to get to go see his kid for Christmas.
Yeah. And spend time with his wife because they
got problems.
They got some issues. But yeah, it's more, you know, it's more the stories around Christmas.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure there's one scene where gets a guy the elevator and writes on the shirt, ho, 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 now I have a machine gun. But it's kind of, you know, I saw a list where people are like, well, then Lethal Weapon would be a Christmas movie. Not so much because it's not
because
as...
Just because it takes place in December doesn't mean it's a Christmas movie.
Right, because it starts with, you know, some Christmas song.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever, but...
There's no shade on the Lethal Weapon franchise, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, because I love those movies too. But...
And I used to like the TV show.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of them turning...
No, TV
great
show
movies
was
in a crappy TV show.
Well, TV show was good at first until they decided to kill off the main reason for watching it. But you never want to replace
Angela agrees.
You never want to replace somebody and just not say anything.
It's true.
So, I don't know. Well played, Angela. Well played.
Well played.
Absolutely. Yes, I would say, yeah, Die Hard is definitely a Christmas movie. So I knew you were going to bring it up, so that's why it wasn't my first honorable mention.
Yeah.
But it's right there.
It's right there.
It's right there.
Cool, man.
So.
Well, that's it.
That's it?
That's all I got.
Till next week.
I got to hang out with you all day tomorrow.
I know. We got lots
of
things in the pipeline.
Super cool stuff coming up. We are... Also participating with Prescott E-News in their White Elephant gift exchange.
Yeah, which is super cool because it wasn't... I'm shamefully say it wasn't until recent years that I even knew what that was. I know. No.
So...
Just because I had never participated in one of those before.
And that's... We'll give you a pass on that. That's fine. But we are, as I probably shouldn't say what our item is, but it's
no, we it's can't. Freaking we cool. just from the producer.
Yeah,
we
just producer got, just said no. Don't spill the beans.
Don't spill.
But I will
beans,
tell you this awesome. Right now, it's freaking cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So you're gonna want it. So go to the Prescott E-News Facebook page and sign yourself up for the White Elephant Exchange because it's gonna be fantastic.
It's gonna be super awesome, and you'll see our logo next to one of those gifts. But I guess they get. You know, it gets traded around and
yeah, the rules and conditions are available at the Prescott E-News Facebook page.
Just read.
And I'll post a link to it in the comments.
Hi, Carissa.
To both the live video and we'll put up the full video as well.
Yeah.
For everybody. Usually I like try and get those done on Wednesdays, but Tucker and the Beard are going on an epic adventure tomorrow.
Huge adventure.
And that is going to
take up our day.
It's going to slow down my production schedule. So I'll get those up for you guys on Thursday. As soon as we're done with the live video, I will put the link to the gift exchange in the comments here.
Yeah. So
look forward to some cool stuff. Yeah, we're going on an epic adventure tomorrow.
Be super fun.
We have an extra... This is our Christmas movie episode, but we also have a really cool Christmas episode of our other program coming up for Cruising. You in just a little bit as well. So we've got a lot of really fun content coming. Thank you guys all so much for your support. And until next time, he's Tucker.
He's Beard.
And we're out.
All right. Merry Christmas.